swing and a miss for strike three on the 2-2. And Hasley does indeed strike out the side of the Trojans, go in order in the first. Lally comes ready, the pitch. Breaking ball, that's driven in the right center. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Peck will score easily. Rounding third is McCaig, and he will score without a throw. It's a two-run single for Hudnut, and Montezuma leads 2-0. And he swings and misses at one on the dirt. Wilhelm will make it official, and he throws down the first to make it official. Watts is retired, and Hasley strikes out the side yet again. First round at matchup, Montezuma, Tri-County, the winner to meet either North Mahaska or Linville Sully next Thursday. There's a drive, hit deep to left. Going back is Stanky, back to the wall, is gone. Dylan Wilhelm with a solo home run deep over the wall and left. Strike three called. That was out of the mid, but Wilhelm able to apply the tag, and that is strikeout number 14 for Hasley, which is now a season high. The Trojans go in order in the sixth. Deuces are wild. Two on, two out, 2-2, and the Trojans trail by two. Swing and a miss for strike three, and the ball game is over. Hasley strikes out 15 and sends Montezuma to the second round. The final score here in New Sharon, Montezuma 3, Tri-County 1. The
Tigers play here on KGRN Sports.
All right, Ryan Hollaball will lead things off, and he chops the first pitch foul to the screen. Chris Camino gets ahead, nothing and one. The lineup that we were given before the game had Hollaball not in the lineup. Instead, he is batting for himself. And there's a little looper headed towards short. Starting back was Ackery, and then he came in and he caught it basket style in shallow short. And there's one away here in the third inning. Hollaball just trying to wave at it. And the shortstop, Ackery, thought it was hit deeper than it was and finally came in and fielded it cleanly on the infield dirt. And the first pitch now to Luke Rodebush is a called strike, nothing and one. Rodebush skied to left his first time up, robbed by Clocko on a diving play. Now Rodebush just kind of swings on an inside pitch, and it's nothing and two now to Rodebush. Grinnell has not gotten a lot of good cuts off Camito. How many people have? The 0-2 is way up high. One ball, two strikes to Rodebush. Camito last year struck out 107 batters, and that's a foul tip by Rodebush that the catcher Rice not able to handle. Still 1-2 to Rodebush. That ranks 15th in the entire state, not just Class 3A, not just this side of the state, as Rodebush check swing, but he went around for strike three, and that is strikeout number five for Camito. And there's two gone now for Ethan Mitchell. Camito with 107 strikeouts last year in 67 and a third innings. Little slider, and that just misses high for ball one. Ethan was strikeout victim number one in the first. Swing and a miss for strike two. So far, Grinnell got two base runners in that first inning, but not able to capitalize on an error and a hit batter. And that almost hit Mitchell that time as Camito misses way inside. Two balls and a strike. Since Denton York got plunked, Camito has retired the last six men and four by strikeout. That almost hit him as well. A little slider that didn't slide that much, and it's three balls and a strike to Mitchell. No score here in the top of the third. Camito likes to work swiftly, and he misses low ball four. So the first walk allowed by Camito, and Grinnell has a two-out base runner, and that'll bring on Garrett Jay. Jay reached on an error his first time up. And Camito goes low for ball one. Against Perry, in the first game of the year, Camito threw a no-hitter against him, going the distance. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 11. He also had a hit batter in that game, and he misses that pitch to Jay a little high, two balls and no strikes. 2-0 now to Garrett Jay. Jay taken all the way, and that's high for ball three. So a walk to Mitchell, and now three balls and no strikes to Jay. At least it looked like Jay was taking all the way. I'm not sure if he was. He will be now. And it almost hit him. 3-0 pitch way inside. Jay turns around, and that is ball four. Back-to-back, two-out walks by Comito, and that'll bring on Denton York. And that'll prompt a visit to the mound for Norwalk, as Comito with a rare sign of control problems. Last year, Comito went 7 wins, 4 losses, 1.66 ERA. He had 16 walks, 107 strikeouts, and 67-plus innings pitched. Very impressive numbers for Comito. And certainly Rick Heller agrees, the head coach for the University of Iowa, as he has gobbled up Comito to be a future Hawkeye. But right now, he's trying to deal with Denton York after giving up back-to-back two-out walks. No score here on the top of the third. And York takes a strike, nothing and one. York was hit by a pitch in the first inning, hitting 143 on the season. Does have an RBI. Swing, one hopper right back to the mound. Comito gobbles it up, soft toss to first, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, two walks, two left. We go to the bottom of the third, still scoreless. Grinnell and Norwalk on 1410 KGRN.